Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. We're moving on to great leadership today as a conversation piece. Think different, think natural, universal laws applied to leadership. I strongly recommend that you download the book that's on the website free of charge, a PDF called The Laws of Nature for Better Business. Let's talk about this. Great leadership begins at home. Yeah. There are seven areas of life, and managing all those seven areas of life is critically important for any great leader. We need balance, we need recovery, we need love, we need health. We need our mind to be in a healthy place, and we need our business savvy. And last but not least, we need our spiritual connection to something that gives us certainty, whether it's a religion, whether it's the universal laws, whatever it is, a Buddha, whatever it is, we need something that gives us absolute certainty beyond the things that move. In other words, impermanence is a permanent thing on earth. Everything's impermanent. The house you have is not permanent. If there's an earthquake, it's gone. The relationship you have, well, we all know the proverbial. Your children, you can't guarantee. There's nothing permanent. And impermanence is a really important thing to recognize, because it means you don't hang your hat on a moving hat peg. Love for all those things is important. Connection and attachment is understandable. But there has to be a certainty for a leader that comes from something far stronger than things that are impermanent. So let's talk today about Leadership 101. It begins at home because all seven areas of life are interconnected. Dramas and disappointments, frustrations and sloth at home was not compensated for by discipline and rigidity and strength and cognitive availability at work. We are human after all, and that humanity transports itself through all the seven areas of life. So the things that I've learned about Leadership 101 are these. Firstly, if you're working on something that is challenging, and it's the same thing that the team is working on that's challenging, you're not the leader. You're part of the problem. So the leader needs to be over-prepared. And I mean, if the group's going through something challenging, you need to have gone through it before, or at least in a hypothetical think tank or war room, planned it out so that you come to the group with a level of confidence and certainty as to the variables that are involved in dealing with it. That's number one. Be prepared. Number two is the person who can implement plan B the fastest is the leader. Now, we all want plan A. We have our vision statement and our goal statement and our structural statements, and we have our financial plans and business plans. But anybody with any knowledge of life or business at all knows to expect the unexpected. Now, that doesn't mean you're saving up for a rainy day, because that almost guarantees a rainy day. But what you're saying is, I have a plan B. If this happens, I'll do that. If that happens, I'll do this. If those things happen, I'll do these things. Plan B is a really important thing for any leader. And the leader who can implement Plan B the fastest will be the one people trust the most. The next one is, as we've discussed at the beginning of this particular video, certainty. Whether it's a religion or whether it's a belief in ghosts or spirits or gods or whatever it is, there needs to be a dire worship for something greater than yourself. Now, if that is random, you say, I don't believe in anything other than the human ability to do what they do, then there is a belief in itself, and you need to marry yourself to that belief. In other words, in order to give you some sense of stability in a variable world. The next one is, there is a formula called the success formula. A success formula is a four-step process that guarantees that your availability is 100% aligned with the natural flow of business or whatever area of success you want, growth. Now, that means it changes every day. Things change every day, but the success formula stays stable. Now, you can use gratitude, presence, certainty, and love for now in this conversation, because gratitude allows you to release the past, gratitude for what's ever gone on. Doesn't matter if it's a death or a failure or something went wrong. You learn from it, you move on. That's gratitude. Presence means you arrive here in this moment of time, and this whatever's transpiring right now is the single most important thing in your life right now. Certainty, gratitude, presence, certainty is certainty of your vision of the future. Now, you don't know if that's going to manifest. You can't be guaranteed of that sort of thing, but you can have absolute certainty of what you believe it is that you're constructing. And love, well, if you put gratitude, presence, and certainty into a packet and swallow it and eat it, you'll have unconditional love. Not puppy love, not fantasy love, not jiggy-jig love, unconditional love. So that's the success formula. The next one is mental strength. The four components of mental strength are goals, focus, resilience, and the absolute ability to talk to yourself. In other words, resilience. So the four components of mental strength need to be studied, because at the end of the day, the leader's mind is the business, is the entity. If it's a team, it's the leader's mind. A person can lead a team from the sidelines as long as their mind is clear. How you have a clear mind when everything about you is going down the gurgler or going in trouble, that's completely called mental strength, and it needs to be developed before you need it. Practice between performances. And it will be revealed in your emotional reaction to life's everyday circumstances, such as death and stupidity and crime and all the things that go about. If you react to those things, you know your mental strength is weak. The next one is the manifestation formula. How do you make things happen? And understanding what causes a group to collaborate towards a common goal. And this is really interesting, because if every human being on Earth has a thumbprint-specific set of values, everybody wants something a little bit different out of a day's work. And giving people the opportunity to get what they want out of a day's work becomes a critical part of Leadership 101, how to engage people by honoring the diverse reasons people do the same job. If it was, for example, picking up papers, there might be 20 million reasons why that person will choose to do that, apart from just the fact they get paid. To do all this, you need to be organized. That's obvious. A disorganized, busy person will not be defined as a leader. They will be defined as a worker bee manager. So a couple of the tools that I share with leaders are to understand the destiny of a business in the language of strategy, structure, culture. In other words, the three variable components that build together the entity or the body called a business. Now, strategy, structure, culture, body, mind, spirit, if you want to call it that in a human being, same thing. They need to be aligned. They can't be arguing with each other. The next one is organize, supervise, deputize. And this is the habit of listing what needs to be done and and determining its priority. So the way we do this is we take any job that needs to be done around us, we organize it into what would be called a system. We supervise somebody do that system to check whether we've got the thing done right. We don't hand it away or delegate it. We supervise it. Once we supervise it, we'll see the errors in our system. We can modify it, supervise it again, and then deputize, which means pass it on. All of these things are designed to build trust, and the leader will be a person that people trust with their future, because that's where a leader is taking people to the future. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.